Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's unclear if there were casualties today in western Iraq, where multiple rockets struck a base used by U.S.-led coalition forces. NPR's Alice Fordham has more.
The spokesman for the coalition said 10 rockets struck Ain al-Assad Air Base in the western province of Anbar. The strike comes after a series of similar rocket attacks last month. One landed on a base used by U.S. forces in northern Iraq, killing a contractor. One hit a base north of Baghdad, and another struck near the U.S. embassy. American officials blamed the strikes on militias backed by Iran, and in response, a U.S. airstrike hit some buildings used by the militias over the border in Syria last week, killing one fighter. The site of today's strike at Ain al-Assad was also the site of a ballistic missile attack by Iran last year. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Iraq.
Security failures at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th will be examined further today by a pair of Senate committees investigating the deadly assault. In the House, lawmakers will hear from the acting Capitol Police Chief. The Senate is preparing to consider President Biden's coronavirus relief package. NPR's Giles Snyder says Vice President Harris thanked Democrats in the House for approving the nearly $2 trillion measure, despite the objections of Republican lawmakers who argued the package spends too much money on things unrelated to COVID-19.
The Vice President praised House Democrats for passing the COVID relief bill, putting it in the hands of the Senate.
You brought the country this much closer to defeating this pandemic, to restoring our economy, and to getting us back to some semblance of normal.
Vice President Harris addressing House Democrats who gathered remotely to discuss not only the COVID relief bill, but other big policy priorities, including health care and immigration. The House passed the COVID relief bill early Saturday morning, and now the administration is urging Senate Democrats to unite behind the measure. The Senate could vote on the bill by the end of the week. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is coming under criticism from health experts and some mayors for his decision to end the state's mask mandate and allow businesses to fully reopen. The governor announced the rollbacks yesterday, saying they'll take effect next Wednesday. Florian Martin with Houston Public Media says critics believe the governor is acting prematurely.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says the decision, quote, makes no sense and is a step in the wrong direction when fewer than 15% of Texans have been vaccinated and the state continues to see new COVID-19 infections and deaths every day. Ahead of Governor Abbott's announcement, Turner and the head of Harris County, the county that Houston is part of, sent the governor a letter urging him not to lift the mask mandate.
That's Florian Martin reporting. This is NPR News. A bill in the House seeks to allow Puerto Rico to become the 51st state. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The House bill has 50 co-sponsors from both parties. It sets up a process for Puerto Rico to become a state, giving the island two senators, four members of the House, and allowing its citizens for the first time to vote for president. Governor Pedro Pierluisi says in a November referendum, a majority of Puerto Rican voters said they want the island to become a U.S. state.
And now, again, a clear majority, almost 53%, chose statehood for Puerto Rico. It is Congress's responsibility to respond to that vote and to offer statehood.
Past attempts to grant statehood to Puerto Rico have failed. Some leading Republicans oppose statehood, and some Democrats want Puerto Rico to first hold a convention on the island's political status. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
There are reports of fatalities today in Myanmar, where demonstrators have been clashing with security forces in multiple cities. It's not clear how many people have been killed. Protesters want the military to give up control of the country. It seized power in Myanmar a little more than a month ago and ousted the country's president, Aung San Suu Kyi. She's being held on several charges. Australia's Attorney General is denying allegations that he raped a 16-year-old girl more than three decades ago when the two were students. Christian Porter says he's taking a leave of absence and has no plans to step down amid the accusation. Wall Street futures are higher this morning. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.